sometimes, sometimes.
It's just so hard.
It's so hard to see. To see the light.
Here's what you gotta do.
But you gotta hold on.
Don't give up.
And don't give up.
Just a setup. What you're going through is only for your blessing. He has a song for you.
Sometimes you got to steal away all by yourself. When it seems like you can't get no rest, and you just can't utter a word, y'all. Say shoo-do-do-do. Let me sing a verse here. Listen. Don't be discouraged about what you lost, 'cause Jesus already, He paid for it all. Just be encouraged and stay in the race.
Just sit back.
I know
it's just
what you're going through.
What you're going through
is only to prepare you for your blessing. For a long time, but it's coming, y'all. What you got to do? You gotta keep on.
You gotta keep on pressing.
If you
I know that's right. It's just a setup. Glory be to God. Thank you so much for catching the wave. Your number one quartetted contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. Going to be right here with you all the way up to 5 o'clock today, playing some of the very best in gospel music around the world, the old, the new, and it's all just for you. As we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you again for catching the wave. It's just a setup, huh? I'm being set up. So when I'm set up, I already know that I got the victory through Christ Jesus. So that don't make me doubt him, and I know too much about him, huh? That's why I can still say, in the name of Jesus, get thee behind me, Satan. All right. Look, we are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. On this beautiful day, as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, feel free to give us a call anytime right here, 347-215-8049. You can join us on our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, we're going to get back with more great gospel music. Whatever you're doing, make sure you're being safe out there. Watch your surroundings and keep your children close by you. All right, I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. It's 17 minutes after the hour. To God be the glory.
Give me some of that old school vibe.
All right now. Clap your hands. Come on. Come on, let's have some old fashioned church night. Because it's the old saints' praise. I want my daughter Bonita to get us started with this old song.
Reach out.
small boy, I used to hear a song from the radio called Sweet Home. Come on, Deborah, and sing it for me.
Sweet Home.
Sweet Home.
I gotta get mine in now.
Go ahead, sir.
I remember to have the testimony, sir.
Yes, sir.
There was a lady that was set up and testify. And before she gave her testimony, she was singing songs that said these words. She was saying, my whole body, my whole body, my whole body belongs to God. Come on, Jake.
My whole body, my whole body, my whole body belongs to God.
My mind belongs to God. What's it say, Jake?
My heart belongs to God.
My hands, they belong to God.
And both of my feet. They belong to God.
My whole life, give it all to God. All I have
belongs to God.
They belong to God. My money belongs to God.
And all the time, belongs to God.
Come here, Alice.
Jesus coming back, spreading healing.
clap of your hands. I need about 50 folks. I need somebody that know God has been good to you. To get out in the aisles and let's have a good time. I got one.
Oh, let's have some more church, huh? Is it all right? All right. For those of you just locking in, want to welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. It's yours truly, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. Look, I want to remind those of you to catch our NFI television broadcast. That's every Sunday at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24, covering mostly all of North Carolina, where you'll see the old, the new, the very best in quartet music and contemporary music right on our broadcast. So make sure you write it down. That's every Sunday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24, and you'll also get 15 minutes of the Word of God during this hour broadcast. That's right, with Pastor Rayshon McCoy. So make sure you tune in to get the Word, and you get 45 minutes of gospel videos around the world. And I can promise you, we have it right here waiting for it to bring it into your home in your living room. So mark it on your calendar. Every Sunday, 5 p.m. on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24. I'll be right there hosting the broadcast. Looking forward for you to tune in. Our number is 919-443-5994. If you would love to be on the broadcast, feel free to call us at 919-443-5994. All right, let's do this. I'm going to take a pause for the calls. For the station ID, and we are right around about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to come back with more great gospel music right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You are tuned in to the hottest station on the planet. Keep it locked.
All our fans, but Robin and I have decided to do it again. Would you listen to me, please? I'm
promise that I made. I want you to take your time, Robin. Thank Robin.
Come and go home with me for a little while, if you please. My name is Willie Johnson, and I'm from Tyler, Texas. But that wasn't where I was born. I was born in a little community about 13 miles from Tyler, in a little community that was called Galilee. And some of the people in this community that had cars. But my father, he didn't have one. Only way that we had to get back and forth to the grocery store, you don't hear me, do you? We had two mules. And we had a way. Wait a minute. Again. I said my father had two mules and he had a way. And that was a little church that where we were brought up, in a little old sanctified church, and they had a place in the back for all the kids when they got sleeping. Sometimes they would stay till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. But whenever they got ready to go home, that old minister would tell everybody to stay. And then one of them old sisters would look from one, and they would look to them. Because they knew that they wasn't going to see each other for maybe a week. But as they would stand there, an old song would come across their mind. I'd like to say the same thing that they would say. Let me say it. Would be no that they were getting ready to go home. Wasn't nobody in no hurry. Saying the same thing over and over again. I like this kind of song because it makes my mind run back when I was just a little boy.
Jesus,
He'll pick you up
if you have to. Can I get a
sanctify with me. He'll be absolute. Yes, he will. Jesus. I got one more thing to say here. Preachers, if you're in the pulpit, preaching so far, just preaching for the money and not caring for the soul. If you can't preach, my brother, the way you used to, it's because you're doing the same thing. But that couldn't do any bad news way. Jesus,
he'll
pick you up. If he has to
read,
he'll be absolutely. Yes, he will. Jesus, oh, I feel good. Shall ever have
him.
If he has to
read,
if the Lord has to read, with down on your soul to touch your eyes, to touch your heart, to touch your mind, make everything all right. We came to let you know, he will pick you up. Can't nobody do
you
like Jesus can. Just let him be the lover of your life. He can be a heart sister. He can be a heart sister. He can be a mama. Said yes to me. Said yes to me. Said yes to me. I know here we are.
Hello.
Hello, Tommy.
Yes?
This is one of your fans. I heard that you were in a bad accident.
Well, it's true.
Tommy, out of all of the things that you've gone through, is there anything that you would like to tell somebody today?
Yes, I would like to share this with you. The Lord have been good to me. He spared my life. And I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting. And I'm gonna keep my hands in God's hands. Cause you know I had a close call in my life. I had a close call in my life. I'm glad the good Lord spared my life.
Tommy, could you tell me what happened?
Well, I got caught between two tractor trails. The nurses, the police, they couldn't understand how I was still alive. But what they didn't know, I had a visitor ride with me. And it's one more thing, what they didn't know, God is still working miracles. They rolled me to the ambulance, and as we rode down the highway, Lord have mercy, I begin to think about how good God have been to me. Begin to think about I had a close call in my life. I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting in him. But I just couldn't help myself. I just had to keep on thinking about I had a close call in my life. And I don't know about you,
I had a close call in my life.
I had a close call.
Don't
Oh, my. Just shut up and start praying, girl. And, you know, just don't keep talking about it. Let's just go and pray about it. We are right at 17 minutes after the hour on a beautiful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. And for those of you, if you don't know, we are not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We are not about competition or compromising. We are about doing the will of the Lord. And, you know, as we read the Word of God and we study the Word of God, there must be some action that we put with it. You know, it's just like making a pie. If you don't put the right recipes in it to make it turn out right, then that's the way it's going to be. So when we read and we study, then when we put some action to it, in other words, just don't sit on it. Because if you leave a pie in the oven and you don't take it out once it's cooked, guess what? You're going to burn it up. Okay? So if you're just getting and you're steady receiving it and you're getting the wisdom, you're getting the knowledge, and you're not acting on what you're getting, then, you know, the scripture says, He wanted us to go out and to compel them to come to Christ. So when you're being taught, then He wants you to be a vessel for Him, to be used for His glory. And the Bible let us know that he whom winneth souls is wise. So let the wisdom that God has given you and the knowledge that you've been studying, then use it for God's glory. All right. Look, we're going to get back with more great gospel music again. Our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. My pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
So this song says this. I don't know how God's going to do it. And I don't know. Gonna
come on, come on.
Help me sing victory.
old folks, ain't no harm to moan, not quite moan. Tell the Lord. Yeah, moan. Yeah, tell the Lord. Well, Lord, now get happy, Johnny.
Another gospel jam on your number one gospel station.
When danger was around me, my life, Lord, you saved. Where would I be without your love? Where would I be without your grace? You didn't have to do it, but I'm glad you did. Can't pretend that what I got it on my own. Every move that I made, can't say I never been wrong. When I fail, you pick me. Brought it on myself.
living down here, Lord. Living on borrowed time. You know what? I'm going away. I'm going to stay, Lord. My life. And I won't be back. Just been there, Lord. Living down.
That gospel all day long. So keep it locked.
Hold on. Though the clouds seem dark,
we came here to tell somebody tonight.
Just hold on, though your way seems hard.
Can I tell somebody on this side?
If you just hold on,
y'all don't know it, but you're looking at a witness.
The sun will shine again. In fact, just around the bend. So the nightingale stopped by to tell you that
just
all you gotta do is hold on. If you hold on to God's unchanging hand, God will win the fight.
Is there anybody here that's ever been brought out of a storm? Then you know what I'm talking about. Help me say,
hold on.
Then he looks all the way down at the end.
So God already knows.
Can I get me a witness in here tonight?
Exactly what you do. So in spite of how dark it seems, we stop by to tell somebody to hold on.
He's going to see you.
My time has come and gone. But I sense that somebody needs to hear me say, sometimes it seems,
I can really talk about this more,
like all hope is gone.
Anybody ever been there?
Just remember, God has promised he won't leave you alone.
Somebody in the midst of a storm tonight, you'll appreciate this.
Although it may seem hard,
God told me to tell y'all,
stand
can relate to me, because at one time, just like me, you were down and out. But tonight you can get up and you can testify that you can't get too low to where God can't reach down and pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on him. God, God, he knows. Oh, I wish I had at least one witness in him.
He knows that God's going to do it.
Look at somebody and tell them that. Somebody and say, hold on.
Hold on.
Look at them and say, hold on.
Hold on.
You don't know what you're doing, because some of y'all think that it takes the educated phrases that get you over. Some of y'all think that it's the 16 or 17 letter words that get you through. But sometimes you just simply need to have somebody walk up to you, look you dead in the eye, and say, hold on.
Hold on.
Tell somebody, say, hold on.
Hold on.
And I dare not try to leave out of here tonight without telling y'all what my mama used to tell us when we were nothing but little bitty children, and when our back was showing up against the wall and we were right smack dab in the center of a storm. And most importantly, some of those so-called friends that had promised my mama that they were going to be with her even until the end, when we got right in the center of our storm, y'all know exactly what happened. They vanished on my mama. But then my mama would look at all of those 15 head of children and say, he may not come exactly when you want him, but he's always on time.
Dedicated to all of you out there. Good God.
Let's get closer, closer, closer. Let's get closer and closer, closer.
You and me.
Good God.
You know what?
God, yeah.
If it's something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
Oh, Lord, I need your
gospel music at its best. I need your word. Ah, sounding good, huh? Again, want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. We are right at 15 minutes before the top of the hour. More great gospel music coming your way. Once again, feel free to give us a call right here, 347-215-8049. I need your word 7 days a week. And many of you know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we need his word. In this day and time, we need his word, huh? Once again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave. Once again, and we want to thank all of you far and near. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. You can feel free to give us a call right here, 347-215-8049, or join us on our website, nfiradio.com. Again, we have some awesome men and women of God that come forth right here preaching the word of God on this network, and you can catch them Mondays through Thursdays at between 9:30 and 10 a.m. Mondays through Thursday, and at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. And also, you can join them on Sundays at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. So those of you, make sure you tune in for the word, and we are so grateful to have these powerful, awesome men and women of God coming forth with the word of God. Now, let's continue with more great gospel music again. My pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thanks for listening. And now let's join Apostle Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We do greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. That this is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus said in John 8, verse number 12, he let the people know that I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And we're just excited to be back with you on another Monday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 with the Turn on the Light broadcast. We do not take it lightly. Glory to God that the Lord allowed us to be here at this present time with you to bring forth the word of the Lord. And we want to stop and give honor to Reverend Kearney, to the NFI radio staff, and to Apostle Barbara Watkins, who told us about this great opportunity to carry out the great assignment, the great commission that Jesus Christ left unto his disciples. And as a believer in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it is also a part of our duty. It's also a part of our assignment, our walk here on the earth, to carry out the great commission to tell somebody about Jesus. Even down to when we look at the Sunday school lesson, glory to God, this weekend was talking about being ambassadors for Christ, that we are Christ's representatives wherever we go. And so we need to always, each and every day of our life, every opportunity that we get, tell somebody about Jesus. Glory to God. And so we're just excited on today, and we do want to honor each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune in to the broadcast and to tune in to the NFI radio staff in its totality, to hear every man and woman, glory be to God, every ministry that's bringing the word of God. Has there ever been a time that we need to hear the word of God? It is right now. We see that everything is going down in the world except for the word of God. We see that the Bible is fulfilling itself each and every day. Every time you turn around, you turn on the news, you read the newspaper, you look at your phone, the news is coming in there. And sometimes you just step out your back door into the community in which you live, you see the Bible fulfilling itself each and every day. We see the enemy is on a rampage, glory to God, in the mix of the people that is committing these crimes, the mass shootings, one in New York and another one in California, and the violence in the schools and violence in the communities, even down to, I was told that the city of Rocky Mount was under a state of emergency, and there's so many other cities that are experiencing high rates of crime taking place in them. We're still dealing with COVID-19, with the pandemic, the remnants of, even though they have downgraded it, we're still dealing with COVID. It's still here. It never went anywhere. And sometimes we can become a little bit too relaxed too soon and too quick. And so with all of these things going on, we need to hear every word that we can, because we do see that people are losing hope, that people are standing in a place of despair. They don't know what to do, which way to go, or which way to turn. And if that's not enough, we have people that are dealing with the fact that they're being pushed out of their homes, that the rent rate, I know that here in Raleigh, that rents are being raised as much as $400 and $500 increases. They're telling the tenants, the applicants, that they're remodeling and that they're going to raise the rent. If they can't afford it, then they have to be out by a certain time. Even down to, I read an article on last night where a woman and her family, after they've been in that place for 50 years, were told that it's a trailer park, and they were told by the owners that they were not going to renew anybody's lease, and they are being forced to move. So in times such as these, people need to hear a sound word from the Lord. And so we're thankful to God for such a platform as the NFI radio staff and other platforms that can be utilized and used, but I tell you what, there's something about the NFI radio broadcast and the NFI platform. Glory to God. And so we're just thankful today to be able to come to you with another word from the Lord. And we pray that it will be a blessing, that it will strengthen somebody who have become weak in their faith. It will lift somebody's head that's hung down on today. Courage to run on to see what the end is going to be. We know that in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25, that's where we'll be coming out of the New Testament. And our topic for today is maintenance required. Maintenance required. And so as we were saying, we're going to be looking, when we think about the word maintenance, glory to God, and we think about our cars, how it is that if we don't perform the monthly services and the maintenance, keep the maintenance on it, that we will soon begin to have problems with our vehicles. As a matter of fact, if you never change the oil, you never check the oil, or if the oil runs out of your motor, the motor's going to lock up and you're going to have to buy a new motor. If you never check the tires and the pressures in the tires and you continue to drive on the same tires, sooner or later, them tires are going to give out. It's the same way concerning your house. If you don't do the upkeep in your house, like keeping it clean and keeping maintenance on the refrigerators, the stove and the heating and air conditioning unit, sooner or later, they're going to give out. And so the same thing that we're talking about today is the same thing that we must apply spiritually. Because what go on in our lives, it happens both naturally and spiritually. So when we look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 14, it's a very familiar subject, a very familiar passage of scripture. We see that it says that the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And it begins to tell us in the next chapter how he gave one 5 talents, to another he gave 2, and to another he gave 1. And in this particular recording in Matthew's gospel, it says in verse 15, he gave to every man according to his several abilities. And straightway he took his journey. And so when we look at the same scenario, the same story in Luke chapter 19, it says the same thing, how there was a nobleman that was on his way to take a journey who went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return, and how he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds. And said unto them, occupy till I come. And so when we look at these two words, these two passages of scripture, where it's to your several ability and to occupy till he come. And we know that when we think about maintenance, it's something that you do an upkeep on. It's something that you take care of. And so we know that he was letting them know that I need you to take care of this, to handle business until I get back. Business should not stop because I am gone. It should continue on in this same capacity because you are acting as agents on assignment for me. So I'm giving you these talents. I've given you gifts. I've given you everything that you need to be successful. So now I'm going away into a far country. And when I come back, there is going to be a gathering. Glory to God. And so when we begin to continue on in the passage of scripture, glory to God, we look at later on that when the man returned, that the Bible said that the one that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth. And so when the man of God returned back and he wanted them to give account of what they have done with what he had given unto them, they came and made their reports. The 5 came and showed them that he had gotten 5 other And he said unto him, thou good, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you be ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And he said the same thing to the one that had two talents. And but when it got to the one with the one talent, and the one with the one talent came and said unto him, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strowed. So I was afraid, and he told him that he had went and hid it in the earth. And so the Lord said unto him that he was wicked and he was slothful servant. Thou knewest that I reap where I sow not and gather where I have not strowed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my own coming I should have received my own with usury. And so in other words, he would let him know that, you know, you should have did something with the talent that I gave you. You should have did something with what I have trusted you with. And it is the same way with us today, that God has given us, glory to God, he has given us gifts and talents. He has answered our prayers and he has blessed us. But what have we done with what God has given unto us? Are we working the works, the gifts that he has given us for the expansion of the kingdom of God? Are we using our talents? Because our talents is the provision he has given us for the vision that he has placed on the inside of us. Are we working our talents as God has given unto us? Because God has put men and women of God in the marketplace. He allowed you to become a doctor so that you can be a healer for his people, that you could advocate on behalf of his people. Glory to God. He allowed you to become a lawyer so that you could advocate on behalf of his people. He allowed you to sit in administrative assignments in different areas so that you can look out for his people. Glory to God, so you could make sure his people were not mishandled, his people were not mistreated. Even down to the Bible lets us know that the poor we would have with us always. And so he put people in place to make sure that the his people are taken care of. But yet and still, are you doing what God has assigned for you to do? Are you doing your part? See, God does his part. But we also have a part that we have to do as well. When God gives you what you ask for in prayer, he gives you instructions and a strategy. For example, when the woman came to the prophet Elisha, and she let the prophet know that her husband was dead and he was a part of the prophet's head, that the creditor was coming to take her two sons and to take everything she had in order to pay the debt because she did not have the money. She came to the prophet, and the prophet told her to go in and borrow vessels from your neighbors. He said, don't borrow a few. He told her to borrow vessels, and he said, then after you have borrowed vessels, to go into your house and shut the door. He said, and then begin to pour. He asked her first, what do you have in your house? Because, see, he knew she had something that she could use in order to pull herself out of the situation that she was in. So he asked her, what do you have in your house that you can use? And so she let him know that she had a little bit of oil. So he told her to go and borrow the vessels. And then he said, go into your house and shut the door. He said, and begin to pour the oil. And so as she poured the oil, she continued to pour out of, it was just one thing of oil, but the oil did not run out until she ran out of vessel. Mm-hmm. Even down to the woman that the prophet Elijah met when the brook had dried up. And the Lord had let him know that after the brook had dried up and after the dirty bird that was bringing him flesh had stopped bringing what he needed, glory be to God, he said, I have assigned a widow woman down in Zarephath that she will take care of you. Glory to God. That lets us know that God always making provisions. God has already made a way We pray and ask God to make a way when God has already made the way. We just have to be obedient to his word, to his instructions and the strategies that he give unto us. And he told the prophet Elijah to go to Zarephath. And when he got there, he asked the woman for something, for some water, for something to drink. And on the way, he also turned around and asked her if she would bring him, make him a cake. And she said, I only have a handful of meal, and I'm going to make that so that me and my son are going to eat it, and then we're going to die. He said, well, first, serve me first. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that lets us know that we have to keep God first. He has to be our first priority. He said, serve me first. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, and your meal barrel will not run out. It will not run out. And his word, God performed his good word towards the elderly woman. It did not run out. The oil, the only reason why the oil stayed was because she did not have any more vessels. In other words, we have a part that we have to do. It's required on this Christian journey. Glory to God. We have to be students of the word of God, and we have to be diligent in seeking God and also in carrying out the assignment and the word that God has given unto us. Maintenance is required on this journey. And when we look at the definition of the word maintenance means the process of maintaining or preserving someone or something or the state of being maintained. Glory to God. And that is what maintenance means. And even down to when it talks about occupying, glory be to God, when you occupy something, that means that you dwell in it. That means that you hold that place or you're there, glory be to God, until, glory to God, you're there. You've been placed there, and you're there until you have completed your assignment. It means to reside or have one's place of business in a building or feel or preoccupy the mind of thoughts. And, you know, when you're talking about occupy, he says occupy. Dwell there. Keep things going until I come back. That is what he told, the nobleman told his servant. Occupy till I come. And then with the several ability, according to your ability, and God gives you the ability that you have. God is not going to put something in your hand that he knows that you cannot handle. He's already equipped you. He's already ordained you, anointed, and appointed you to do what it is he assigns for you to do. Even down to when you talk about gifts and talents, even in your natural body, God has placed a gift and a talent in you. And what that talent is, when you press it and you tap into it, he created you to be an entrepreneur. He created you to be, glory be to God, a business owner. He created you and gave you what you needed in order to work the job that you have in the marketplace. He put you there. Even down to we talked about last week, and you often hear me go back to the scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 8. He let the people know, don't you get high-minded. Don't you get caught up in yourself. Don't you get caught up in pride and arrogance. He said, because it is I that gave you the power to get wealth. It was I that gave you the power to live in the house that you're living in, to eat the food and to wear the clothes. He said, don't you forget me when all of these things get to falling, coming into place in your life. Don't you forget me when you get in the promised land and begin to say what I have done. He said, because I gave you the power to get wealth. And God has given all of us a power to get wealth. Does it mean you're going to be a billionaire, millionaire? For some, yes, for some, he gives you enough for you to maintain, for you to live in this earth. He provides for you. How do I know this? When I look back at Genesis chapter 1, when it talks about how he created the earth, glory be to God, and before he put the man here, he put here everything that man was going to need to survive. Glory be to God. He planted a garden and he placed man in it. Glory be to God. And he told him that he had dominion over the fish in the sea, the birds of the air, and over everything in the earth. Glory be to God. He gave man everything he was going to need in order to survive in the earth, glory to God, but because of sin. Because the enemy was allowed to creep in. And sin caused man to have to earn his living by the sweat of his brow. He caught the boshanda. It went before there was a tropical climate in the garden, and the only thing man had to do was to dress it and keep it. Glory be to God. There was no rain. That's why the people did not believe Noah, because it was a tropical climate, and there was a mist that came up in the midst of the garden to keep everything, the vegetation and the fruits and everything, with the proper amount of water for growth. But because of sin, disobedience, that's why man has to earn his living by the sweat of his brow. But even in that, God still provided a plan for our lives. He always had a plan for his people. And so now what we're asking you, are you maintaining what God has given unto you? Even your relationship with God, are you maintaining your relationship? In other words, maintenance that is required in this season, in this hour, is number one, that you keep God first. First thing first in your life to God. The second thing is that you develop or you maintain your relationship that you have with God. And you maintain becoming a student of the Word of God. You stay in God's Word. You stay in prayer. You stay in fasting. And you obey God's Word. You obey God's commandments, and you keep his Word, and you obey the instructions and the strategy that he gives in your life. Because the word of the Lord said in the book of Acts that when the disciples came together, that nobody had anything lacking, and everybody had the same thing. Everybody was on the same ground. And we hear people talk about, well, I'm on a different level than them, and they're not even in my circle. And we hear people make those comments. But if you are a believer in Christ, and the Bible tells us that you have what somebody else needs, but you withhold it from them, God is not pleased with that. We are to help each other on this journey. And God will give you discernment on the people you can help and the people that, you know, you help them, but God will also give you a word for them to give them a strategy to be able to help themselves. But are you maintaining what God has given unto you? Are you doing what God has called you to do, what God has asked you to do? And the main calling that we all have is, number one, a call to repentance. Number two, a call to salvation. Number three, and a call to holiness. And when we handle those three callings, everything else will fall in line. But we get the cart before the horse, and we get caught up in the calling to preach, the calling to sing, the calling to do this, that, and the other. And don't get me wrong, they are important, but the main calling is a call to repentance, a call to salvation, and a call to holiness. Oh, glory to God. Are you maintaining, are you doing the required maintenance of the Lord? Glory be to God. Are you keeping up maintenance? Are you maintaining your relationship? Are you maintaining your walk with the Lord? Glory be to God. Is God glorified in your life? Does somebody know that God is a part of your life, that you belong to God, without you quoting 1,000 scriptures, carrying a big Bible, and wearing a great big chain? Does somebody know that God is an important part of your life? Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Does anybody know that? Can anybody tell that? Can anybody tell that there's something different about Mary? There's something different about John. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just by you maintaining your relationship with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And even down to in the natural, talking about the natural and the physical body. Glory be to God. Just like we pray and ask God to heal us of diabetes. We pray and ask God to heal us of hypertension. But yet and still, are we doing the maintenance? Because, yes, God heals us, but there is a maintenance that comes with it. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. There is a maintenance. You can't sit down and overeat and eat whatever you want to eat without exercising, without walking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So are you maintaining? Mm-hmm. After God healed you, are you maintaining? Even down to the book of Micah, chapter 7, the book of Micah in chapter 6, excuse me, at verse number 8, the it says, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with God. Mm-hmm. So are you doing the maintenance that's required of you? Are you doing what God expects and requires you to do? He said in his word in Matthew chapter 14 that if you love him, you will keep his commandments and you will keep his word. Are we keepers of God's words? Are we keepers of God's promise? Glory be to God. Are we keepers of our brothers and of our sisters? Glory be to God. Are we doing the required maintenance that God is asking us of us on a daily basis to keep him first and foremost, to commune with him, to spend time with him? Glory be to God, not just in prayer, but there comes a time when he just wants you to come and sit before him, just like you do what you have to do to keep your marriage going, or that relationship going, or to keep your job going. Glory be to God. And what you have interest in is what you will commit yourself to. It's what you will be faithful to. Well, are you committed, glory be to God, to God? Just like you committed in your marriage, glory be to God. Do you spend time with your spouse? There come a time when you say, you know, I would go with the girls, want to go on a girls' trip, or the girls want to go to the mall, but I'm going to stay in and spend quality time with my husband. I'm going to spend quality time with my children. And the men will say, you know, the guys want to go shoot some hoops, but I'm going to spend quality time with my wife and with my family. Glory be to God. And the same way that you put aside that quality time, or sometimes you say, if you're single, I need some me time. But do you give God, do you have some God time? Glory be to God. I'm not talking about time enough to pray. I'm not talking about just going to church on Sundays. I'm not talking about going to Bible study. Glory be to God. But I'm talking about setting aside time with God, quality time, where you just go and sit before him. You go and say, Lord, I love you, and I just want to sit right here before you. I just want to sit in your presence, God. I just want you to whisper something in my ear, and I want to whisper some words in your ear. I want you to know how much I love you, how much I need you, and how glad I am that you are. You sit on the throne of my heart, and you sit at the head of my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So on today, we're talking about maintenance required. Are you doing what God requires of you? Are you doing what you need to do to maintain your relationship with God? I didn't say religion. I said relationship, because that's what God has wanted all along, a relationship with his people. Mm-hmm. He had a relationship with Adam and Eve. That's how come he knew that sin had took place in the garden. Before he even talked to them, because there was a disconnect in the spirit. Man was disconnected to God because sin separates us from God. How do I know this? Isaiah 59, where he talks about that his head is not sure, nor is his ear slack, that he cannot hear, that he cannot say. He said, but your sins have separated me from you. Sin separates us from God, but he does not stop loving us. Glory to God. So are you doing the required maintenance? There is a maintenance that's required. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We lift your name up on high. We glorify and magnify your name, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Father, we honor you. We honor you, Lord, on today, Father, in the precious and mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask for forgiveness, O God. We repent, Father God, that we have strayed away from you in our hearts and in our minds, that, Father, that we got caught up in things, oh God, that came into our lives. We got caught up in the workplace. We got caught up in our jobs. We got caught up in titles, oh God, that, Lord, we didn't keep the main thing, which is you. Father, we repent that we're not doing the required maintenance, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to God, of our relationship with you, of our walk with you, oh God. in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we repent on today, God. And, Father, we ask you as we turn back to our first love, as we turn back, oh God, and do our first work over, oh God. Hallelujah. As we come back, oh God, to the old landmark, as we come back to the place where we first received you at, God. In the precious and mighty and matchless name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we pray that you will receive our worship, oh God. And Father God, you will receive our praise. But Father, you will receive us again, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And this time around, oh God, that we will keep the main thing, which is you, God. We will do the required maintenance, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And God, we want to thank you. And we want to praise you for your word on today, oh God. That, Father, that it will reach somebody's heart, oh God. Reach somebody's ears, oh God. And make all the difference in the world. That it will be the answer that they're seeking after, oh God. In the precious and mighty name of Jesus. And those that don't know you in the pardoning of their sins, oh God. That, Father, that they will do the required maintenance of them. That is to seek after you, oh God. To surrender their will and their life unto you. Come forth asking, what must I do to be saved? Father, we thank you, Hanobo Shanda, oh God, in this season, in this hour, oh God, that we're pushing back against the enemy, oh God, telling the enemy to get back across the line. We're drawing a line in the sand, oh God, that the enemy cannot cross, and it's a bloodline in the name of Jesus, God, that we're in the blood zone, and we're standing under the blood, oh God. And we pray for those in New York, victims of the families of the mass shooting, and those in California and God, and we're praying for the children in the schools and their parents, oh God. There's so much going on, but God, we're keeping you first and foremost. We're keeping our eyes on you, the author and finisher of our faith. Those that are still fighting COVID, cancer, or whatever, God, we're surrendering everything unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we will go as you send us. We will go, God, to carry healing to the hospital, healing in private institutions, oh God, healing to the streets, oh God, healing to the single mother, to the married woman, to the married man, the single brother, in the name of Jesus, God. We're going to be about your business, oh God. We're going to do the maintenance you're requiring of us in this hour and in this season. And Father, we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. This has been the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world for the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Maintenance required. God bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
There was a little church. Sitting down in the woods. And at this church, they had a choir there. And they could sing real well. And there was an old deacon band. Had been going to that church for a mighty long time. And every Sunday morning, he would always beg that choir director, said, "Listen, would you let me sing a song?" He said, "I got a song that I want to sing." But you know what that choir director told him? He said, "Old man, you too old to sing in this choir." He said, "You got a trembling in your voice." Heard the old man say, and y'all might not believe it, but when you get old, won't folks do you like that? When you get old, people will just push you on the side. But they went to church the next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man wasn't sitting in the corner. And they went on back to church that next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. They get worried now. And they went on back that day, Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. Somebody began to ask questions about him. Has anybody seen the old man? Look at here. Has anybody heard from the old man? Finally, a voice just came down from heaven. Wait, I believe I'm gonna let Daddy tell you what the voice said. That would let me sing. You know what I'll be doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? By the time they recognized the voice, they would. And everybody began to look up toward heaven. And that old man voice began to talk to him. He said, "Children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now," he said, "we don't have to wait until Sunday morning to sing. But every morning, me and all the angels, we get together and we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, can I let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time? Can he tell it? Jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy.
didn't come here to stay. One of these days.
When I felt the Holy Ghost, you know it's just like fire.